How you doing, everybody? It's me, Chris Skarstedt, back here on Main Menu. One more time, it's good to be back. A few months ago, Jonathan Mosen did a pretty interesting little mini-series here on the show about broadcasting using the Shoutcast plugin for Winamp. And it's a pretty interesting little series. It takes you right from the start of broadcasting with only music and takes you right up to a professional broadcast, being able to talk over the music and everything like that. It's a great series. So if you are into broadcasting, you may want to listen to that, and you might pick up some pointers you didn't get before. And if you're just starting out and you want to be into broadcasting, then that's a good series to try. And what I'm here to talk to you about today is a plugin that is sort of an alternative to the Shoutcast plugin. It's called the SAM Encoders plugin by SpatialAudio.com. It is not free. It will cost you $45 US to purchase it. And I think that after you see what it'll do, I think that it's a worthy price. This not only broadcasts in MP3, like your traditional broadcast, like ACB Radio Interactive, and the one you're listening to right now on Main Menu, and the other ACB Radio channels, but it also broadcasts in a newer sort of variant of MP3 called MP3 Pro. It's a little bit of bandwidth saving. The only problem with that is that you have to have a special plugin to use it, and the only thing that really I have a real problem with MP3 Pro is just that. It has to have a plugin, and the average user isn't going to want to install a plugin just to listen to a station. I mean, there are, of course, going to be people that will do it, but the average Joe is just going to want to click and listen. So without the plugin, it sounds pretty bad, but with the plugin, it sounds great. So MP3 Pro does have a future, but they're going to have a way to implement MP3 Pro into the players such as Winamp, Windows Media Player, and Real Player, Real Run Player, and all that. So it's a technology that is good to watch for the future. So SAM Encoders does support MP3 and MP3 Pro, and it actually supports MP3 in two different ways. You can actually use it with the LAME encoder, which has a rather bad sound at lower bit rates, but it sounds great at higher ones. So if you're doing a 128K stereo broadcast on a cable connection, or maybe even something faster than that, it's going to sound really nice. But on a lower bitrate stream, it doesn't sound very good. This newer version that I have also supports the legacy MP3 encoder, which is very much like that of the Shoutcast plugin, and it sounds a little bit better at lower bitrates. So you have your choice there. This thing also supports Windows Media 9, so if you have a Windows Media server that you can broadcast to, you can use that. Or if you're really into this, you can broadcast using Ogg Vorbis, which I have had no experience with whatsoever. I know about Ogg Vorbis and I know what it is, but I just have never used it to broadcast using Ogg Vorbis. So if you want to know more about Ogg Vorbis, you can check back in the ACB Radio Main Menu Archives. Jeff Shang speaks a little bit about it, and it's a pretty cool file format. But it supports this. So this plugin I'm going to show you supports all these. It supports MP3, MP3 Pro, Windows Media 9, and Ogg Vorbis. So lots of formats to look at if you're into broadcasting. So how does it work? Well, it's pretty accessible in some ways, and it's not so accessible in other ways. You really do have to be good with your screen reader's review cursor for this. I'm hoping that maybe at some point that the guys at Spatial Audio can come up with a different version that's a little bit more standard as far as the windows go, because when you bring up this plugin, it's very much like the Shoutcast plugin, as you'll see. Another window pops up, and it's a list box of the available plugins. Unfortunately, JAWS does not view the list box for choosing the encoders like a list box. It doesn't speak on when you first see it. You have to use your JAWS cursor to really explore it, and you have to click the OK button using the JAWS cursor as well. WindowEyes users, you will have a very similar experience, although WindowEyes 4.5 SP1 that I have here will read the window for choosing the encoders just fine. You just arrow up and down the list, and then you just have to use your mouse to click the OK button. once you have the encoder chosen that you want to use. So it's a little bit easier to use with Windows 4.5. I'm going to be using JAWS 5.0 with this review here, because it's what I know best. So we're going to be showing you how to add an encoder to the list, and then actually I'm not going to connect to any kind of server, because it's pretty much, you'll know how to do it once I show you. It's pretty straightforward, so we'll do that now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over to my Eloquence synthesizer, because I use a DeckTalk Express here, and it's not easy to hear, because I don't want you guys to have to struggle to hear this. And I do hopefully have the speech slow enough you guys can understand this. So so what we'll do now is we'll switch over to JAWS here.
Leaving menus.
There we go. All right, so now we have our Eloquence chosen here.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Winamp, 45 of 46.
All right, and by the way, I should tell you that I'm using Windows XP Home Edition for this, with a Sound Blaster Audigy card for this review, too. So we have Winamp on the desktop here, using the classic view, by the way. So we'll press Enter on the Winamp icon and start this up, and then I'll show you how to get to the same encoders. This is, by the way, a DSP effect plugin, and it's a pretty standard install, and once you register it, getting your code in there is pretty simple too. There are going to be edit boxes you'll have to use, and only certain parts of each the code's going to be pretty long. So once you paste the code into that box there, there are going to be different edit boxes, and each one will have a bit of the code in there. So all you have to do is press the register button with your JAWS cursor once again, or your review cursor if using WindowEyes, and you can register it. It's pretty straightforward. So we'll launch Winamp here and show you how this works.
Enter. Winamp 2.95.
Yep, I'm using Winamp 2.95 for this. There is currently a Winamp 5 RC8 beta out there, but I haven't gotten it yet. But we're going to be using that for this. So we're going to be using Winamp 2.95 for this. So there we go. So in order to get to the plugin, we'll have to go to the Preferences with Control plus P.
Winamp Preferences Dialog, 313 View, DSP / Effect, 405, None.
And it just happens that I'm in the DSP / Effect area here, just out of necessity, because I always like to have this ready. So
close DSP / Effect plugin list box, None, 105.
All right, it says None, 105. So now, what I'm going to do is, because I have a number of plugins here that start with S, I'm going to, just so I can choose the one I want, I'm going to use my JAWS cursor to locate these same encoders, and then another window is going to pop up.
JAWS.
So the JAWS cursor is now loaded.
Winamp preference closed. DS plug group dash and group file type left audio pro left DL option SAM encoders.
All right, SAM, same encoders. So now that's selected. So I'm going to root PC to JAWS, and
None.
The window is going to pop up now.
PC to JAWS. FOSC encoders list view 0 items. SAM encoders by spatial audio DSP encoders .dll.
All right, so now it says 0 items. So that means that we have no codecs selected for this. We need to have one selected. So, and we do this via the context menu key, which is two keys to the left of the left arrow on a standard Windows keyboard. So we're going to use that now.
Applications menu active.
So now we have a applications key that is used. So now we have a menu here.
So
we know new, which is insert.
Config unavailable. Enter
config,
unavailable. C.
Which is it's so you can configure your plugin that you've chosen. I'm going to be using the word plugin and encoder interchangeably here because they're basically the same thing for this demonstration. So if you are confused by the two terms, I hope that it will work for you just fine. So I'm just going to show you this context menu here. So we'll move on.
Delete unavailable. Del unavailable.
This is so you can delete the current plugin. If it is not suiting your needs, or you just want to reconfigure it, you can start from scratch. So there we go.
Start unavailable. F9 unavailable.
So start is how you can start your broadcast. So you just go to the context menu there, and you press enter on start, and you will, if you have your server info entered there properly, you can connect to your server and start broadcasting. There is a problem with this plugin that I will get to later on after I explain this. And it can become quite annoying, but there is a fix for it, and you'll get what I mean later on. So, okay, we'll keep going here.
Stop unavailable. F10 unavailable.
So this is stop. So you can stop your broadcast, and you can disconnect from the server. All right, so that's pretty straightforward there.
Start all unavailable. Control
start
F9.
All.
A.
Start all. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting Eloquence here. Start all means that you can, if you have multiple plugins or encoders selected at once, like let's say you're going to do a broadcast using MP3 Pro, MP3, and Windows Media, for the exact same broadcast using different formats, you can start all of them at once, which is pretty neat. No other plugin I know of does this. And if there is one out there, I want to know about it so I can try it out myself. So we're going to arrow down and again.
Stop all unavailable. Control plus F10. O.
So stop all. Makes pretty much sense there.
Select source sub menu E.
Select source. Now this will allow you to use either the audio pipeline, which is just broadcasting the MP3s themselves, or your sound card, whichever one you want to use. Now, when I do my broadcast on ACB Radio Interactive, any other broadcast I do, I like to use my sound card because it lets me crossfade using the SQR crossfader and any other output plugins I have for using it. And it also helps me with compression, too, so I like to use that. So you can check that out there. It's
select source.
So you can select source, and you can choose either your audio pipeline or your sound card. And if you have multiple sound cards, you can choose which one you want to use there, too. So you can go into that menu and choose which one you want there. So we're going to arrow down once again.
Hide. H.
Hide. This actually will hide the window. I would not do this if I were you, because it may be difficult to get back to. So I would keep the window pretty much where it is, so you can get to it if you need to.
Enter registration key, R.
So enter registration key, like I mentioned before, there's going to be a series of edit boxes, and if you just, when you buy the product, you're going to get an email with your registration key, and you can just paste it in there, and there's going to be a series of edit boxes, and you just have to find the word register in the dialog box there, and root your cursors together, and with luck, you should be registered there, and it will tell you if you are. So that's pretty cool there. So now that we've seen the actual menu there, let's add a plugin. Now this is going to be the interesting part.
Hide eight.
So now let's go back down to new.
And new in.
All right. So now I'm going to press enter on new, and you're not going to hear anything. So we'll press enter on this.
Enter. Leaving menus. Select plugin.
So it says select plugin, as it likes to say. So we have a list of available codecs or plugins here. And the only way we're ever going to be able to find out what this is if we use the review cursor. So right now, none of them are selected. So now we need to arrow down once. And if I use my JAWS cursor...
JAWS.
So now this one is selected here.
Options,
this is
Sam display basement visual DS shuffle video library CD ripping plug dash in and out visual DS gen purpose scroll VF minus num full blank select loot close in name call MP3 and MP3 Pro version colon.
MP3 and MP3 Pro. This is actually the lame encoder that will handle both formats. And how you can choose MP3 Pro is you can go into when you go into the configuration screens, you can choose the type of bitrate and sampling rate you can use, and it is actually in there. If you are familiar with the Shoutcast plugin, and you are familiar with choosing your bitrate and your sampling rate, MP3 Pro will be in there, and you can choose that, and it will be in there. So right now we are selected with, right now we have the MP3 and MP3 Pro encoder there. So next in the list
description PC.
Next in the list is we're arrowing down. I just arrowed down. You didn't hear it, but I arrowed down here.
O symbol name colon WMA left parent V9 advanced right parent version 3.1.0.
So this is WMA 9 Windows Media Audio 9, And if you have a Windows Media Server available to you, you can use this. And if you know how to configure it, you can connect to that and broadcast in Windows Media 9. Very nice. So arrowing down once again gives us...
Close symbol, name colon, legacy, MP3, left parent ACM.
So legacy MP3 ACM.
PC.
That's one I use. And that's also the one that Shoutcast uses. So if you want to use exactly the same one that Shoutcast uses, you can do that. Actually, I should qualify this. When I say Shoutcast uses it, I mean the earlier versions of Shoutcast. I'm talking versions 1.80 and below. 1.82 uses the lame encoder. However, if you are using like a broadcast on ACB Radio Interactive or another one, you are most likely going to be using an earlier version. And if you are using a later version, that's certainly okay. Your broadcast may not sound quite as good, but it's certainly all right, and it certainly serves its purpose. So that is what the earlier versions of Shoutcast use. So just to let you know,
PC.
I had to make a distinction there. So now we arrow down one more time. And
close symbol, name cog, left parent vorbis, right parent version colon 1.3.0.
So this is Og Vorbis 1.3.0. As I say, I have not had any experience using Og Vorbis for streaming. I have heard Og Vorbis broadcasts, and they're quite good. You can, if you know how to do that, you can set that up. So now I'm going to select the legacy MP3 encoder here. So I just arrowed up, and it's kind of freaky with JAWS. You have to arrow up to the plugin you want to select, and then in order to select it, you have to press the space bar to make it selected. I don't know why this is, but I found this out through trial and error. So we'll press the space bar.
Space.
All right, and now it's selected. So now, in order to get to the configuration screen, we'll have to go
close symbol
over to the OK button.
Alexa 2.5.0.
I'm actually just using my JAWS cursor to
M and use the install AC codec. This version will use N and MP codec to do the actual encoding copied spatial audio solutions, LLC-2000 OK.
Alright, so now we are on the OK button. I have tried to find a way to get to this faster. I attempted to use my mouse buttons, but it didn't work very well. So this is the only way that I know of personally to get to the OK button. If there is a faster way, please let me know. I would like to know a faster way to do this. But right now we are on the OK button. So now I'm going to root PC to JAWS on this, and we're going to get the configuration screen for this.
PC to JAWS, MP3 codec encoder and streamer configuration converter tab.
So now we are on a series of tabs, or property sheets, as WindowEyes users may say. So now, I'll show you these. I won't go into a lot about them. It's pretty straightforward if you understand Shoutcast. And I don't want to take up too much time with this. But we have the converter tab. And then pressing the right arrow gives us...
Server details tab.
Server details. This is where you enter your server info. The IP address and port number for your server. And, of course, the password. And the name of your station, and all the other relevant information. So you can enter all that in there, and you can get on the air. So next we have...
Stream Archive tab.
Stream Archive tab. This allows you to archive your stream. This is sort of kind of interesting, because I have had situations where the box will be checked, but no archive will be created. So you actually need to go in there and you have to actually type a path where you want the stream archive to be located, such as, you know, something like /c:/archives/shows, something like that. And then the name of the file will be stream.mp3, and it'll give a date after that. It'll tack a date onto it. So you can find out when your actual broadcast was. So keep that in mind. You'll need to just enter that information into that box. So
stream archive tab.
So now I'll briefly show you the converter tab. There are just a couple of things that may confuse you in there. So
Converter tab.
I just arrowed to the left a couple of times.
Choose Format button.
All right, so now we are at the Choose Format button. So this will allow you to choose your type of bitrate and sampling rate. So now we'll show you this, and I can this is where if you were using the other encoder I mentioned, the Lame encoder, this is where the MP3 Pro stuff comes into play.
Space. Choose encoding format dialog. Name combo box untitled 1-4.
All so 10. Now you want to use untitled. That's basically how Shoutcast is too. You want to choose untitled.
Save as .. button alt s. Format combo box MP3 1-2 alt f.
So you want to use MP3, and then there is also
MPEG layer 3.
MPEG layer 3, which are essentially the same. I'm not quite sure why there's two of them. But I will always choose the second one just because I like to arrow down, and it's just something I do. So.
Attributes, combo box, 8K bits / S, 8000HZ, mono 0KB / SEC, 1 of 70.
So there's 70 items in this combo box, and this is where you would find the MP3 Pro if you were using the Lame encoder. So hope this makes a little bit more sense now. So I'm going to arrow down to one of them that I would use typically on ACB Radio Interactive. I'm going to be using 56 kbps, 22,050 hertz stereo. So I'm arrowing down here. All right, let's
196 2 1 1 1 40 4 60 56 kbps / 22,050 hz stereo 6 kb/sec.
That's the one we want. So now we have it chosen.
OK button.
Then we have OK.
Enter MP3 codec encoder and streamer configuration. Choose format button.
So now we have decided that we're going to broadcast at 56 kbps, 22,050 hertz stereo.
Auto start encoder after checkbox not checked.
Auto start encoder. This allows you to auto start the encoder once you are connected. But I don't have this checked because I like to choose when I'm going to start, because you don't want to start the encoder just when you launch the thing. You may get an error. Like if you're using this on a cooperative station, you don't want to get an error right when you start it up. So I would leave this box unchecked. But if you're going to be using your own station, then you might want to leave this box checked. So we have it unchecked for now.
General options edit 5.
So after 5 seconds, you can have it start after 5 seconds.
Auto reconnect encoder after checkbox checked.
Auto reconnect. You may want to use this in case something happens. You may lose your stream at some point, and you don't want anybody to lose your stream. That would not be good. So you can keep this checked if you want. And
general options edit 15.
And after 15 seconds, it will auto reconnect. It'll try again. So
allow scripts and stream checkbox checked.
Allow scripts and stream. This is more for Windows Media stuff. Although now I guess some MP3 Pro and MP3 streams do have scripts in them, so that you can be taken to web pages and such. I have not a lot of experience with this.
Allow automatic data streaming data for embedded player checkbox not checked.
So automatic data for embedded streams, you can do that if your supports this. Pretty cool.
Edit mum number and duration equals number duration number and bike number and website number and MMSS equals number MMSS number.
That is the information that you can enter yourself if you have an embedded information for your stream there. You can enter into that box there.
Converter tab.
So now we're back at the tab. As you can tell, the OK button is not accessible via the tab key. So now we'll go over to
Server Details tab.
Server Details, well, that pretty much explains itself. Like I told you before, just enter the IP address and port number of your server that you're broadcasting to, and the name of your stream and all that good stuff.
Stream Archive tab.
And Stream Archive. I just basically mentioned that before, too. So I'm going to show you how to get back to this. So now we'll basically what we're going to do.
MP3 codec encoder.
So we want to press the OK button to show that we have chosen our our bitrate and sampling rate here, so we need to press the OK button.
Low 6 frequency, cancel OK.
Alright, so now we have the OK button.
PC the JAWS, FOSC encoders, 1, MP356KB/S22KHZ, stir ... title, encoder not started, MP356KB/S.
So, as you can tell, it will tell you the number of the bitrate and all that, and it will say 22kHz stereo. The only problem with this is that it's very chatty. If you have the window open, it will keep repeating that. I don't know if this does with Window Eyes as much as it does with JAWS, but if you are good and you can open up your context menu quick enough, you can keep it from chattering like that. If we're going to connect to a stream, I don't have any information for a stream in there. You would use the context menu key.
Applications. C. 1. MPS. Start.
So you would just arrow down to start and press enter on start if you have the information in there. For some odd reason, it is quite chatty if you have the window open itself. And the way I get around that is I use the Windows key plus M combination, and I minimize all apps to the desktop so that the window is actually there, but it's not getting in the way. So it will kind of rest on the taskbar while I'm broadcasting, and if I need to do anything with it, I can bring it up, it can do any work on it that I need to, and hopefully it's not so chatty that it messes you up. But and I know it is it's kind of a weird combination and a weird way of doing things, but this is a very versatile plugin and allows you to do a lot of different things. So with all these different formats, you can do a lot with this. And as I said, it's not cheap though. It's $45, but for all it does, it's pretty good. And it runs as a demo for quite a long time. You can broadcast up to 4 hours without having a nag screen show up. And by the way, this does include if you actually have the window open. I learned that the hard way. I was broadcasting one night and I had it open for more than 4 hours, and I lost my stream early. So you may want to keep that in mind too. So if you register it though, you get free upgrades, and then you get you can get to broadcast for an unlimited amount of time too. So works for me. And hopefully it'll work for you, too. So it's kind of clumsy in its accessibility, but if you know what you're doing with your screen reader, you can get it to work very well. Hopefully you guys can find this of interest. You can give this a try, and if you haven't gotten Shoutcast to work for you, I wasn't able to get Shoutcast to work for me on my Windows XP machine here. It kept kind of hanging on me. I would disconnect from a server, and my machine would lock up on me. It wouldn't exactly lock up exactly. It would just sort of hang there. And I couldn't do much, except if I had to reboot. So it was kind of a bad thing. I had to find an alternative to Shoutcast, and this pretty much does it for me. So it works very well as far as broadcasting goes. And again, on accessibility, fairly accessible if you know what you're doing. So keep that in mind. This is available for a trial and a possible purchase. You can get this at www.spatialaudio.com. That's www.spatialaudio.com. They have a Winamp plugins link there. You can go, and they have a couple other ones, and they have a couple other products you may be interested in if you're interested in streaming. So check that out. Once again, that is www.spatialaudio.com. And so hope that interests you guys. So that's it for the review. I hope you found this useful. And if you have any questions or comments about it, if you want to get a hold of me in any way, shape, or form about it, give me some suggestions as to how I can improve it. Or if you just want to say you liked it, you can get a hold of me. Or even if you didn't like it, that's okay too. You can get a hold of me at tunehead@acbradio.org. That's tounehead@acbradio.org. So once again, I hope you liked the review. For ACB Radio's Main Menu, this is Chris Skarstedt. See you soon.